forgiveness. The Scriptures refer to forgiveness in two ways. The Lord commands us to repent of our sins and seek His forgiveness. He also commands us to forgive those who offend or hurt us. In the Lord's Prayer, Jesus counsels us to ask Heavenly Father to forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. See Matthew chapter 6, verse 12. Seeking forgiveness from the Lord. Sin is a heavy burden. It brings the tenseness of guilt and the anguish of knowing that we have acted against the will of our Father in heaven. It brings lingering remorse as we realize that because of our actions, we may have hurt others and prevented ourselves from receiving blessings our Father has been ready to give us. Because of the atonement of Jesus Christ, we can receive forgiveness for our sins through sincere and complete repentance. Sinfulness brings suffering and pain, but the Lord's forgiveness brings relief, comfort, and joy. The Lord has promised, "Behold, he who has repented of his sins, the same is forgiven, and I, the Lord, remember them no more." Doctrine and Covenants, section 58, verse 42. "Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool." Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18. You can experience this miracle whether you need to repent of serious sins or day-to-day weaknesses. Just as the Savior pleaded with people anciently, He pleads with you today. "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. "Will ye not now return unto me, and repent of your sins, and be converted, that I may heal you? Yea, verily I say unto you, if ye will come unto me, ye shall have eternal life. Behold, mine arm of mercy is extended toward you, and whosoever will come, him will I receive, and blessed are those who come unto me." 3 Nephi chapter 9, verses 13 through 14. For an explanation of repentance, see Repentance, pages 132 through 135. Forgiving others. In addition to seeking forgiveness for your own sins, we must be willing to forgive others. The Lord said, "Ye ought to forgive one another, for he that forgiveth not his brother his trespasses standeth condemned before the Lord. For there remaineth in him the greater sin. I, the Lord, will forgive whom I will forgive, but of you it is required to forgive all men." Doctrine and Covenants, section 64, verses 9 and 10. In the everyday circumstances of life, you will surely be wronged by other people, sometimes innocently and sometimes intentionally. It is easy to become bitter or angry or vengeful in such situations, but this is not the Lord's way. The Savior counseled, "Love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you." Matthew chapter 5, verse 44. He set the perfect example of forgiveness when he was on the cross. Referring to the Roman soldiers who had crucified him, he prayed, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Luke chapter 23, verse 34. See footnote C. Pray for strength to forgive those who have wronged you. Abandon feelings of anger, bitterness, or revenge. Look for the good in others rather than focusing on their faults and magnifying their weaknesses. Allow God to be the judge of others' harmful actions. It may be difficult to let go of hurt feelings, but you can do it with the Lord's help. You will find that forgiveness can heal terrible wounds, replacing the poison of contention and hatred with the peace and love that only God can give. Additional references: Matthew chapter 6, verses 14 and 15, chapter 18, verses 21 and 22, 1 Nephi chapter 7, verses 16 through 21. See also Atonement of Jesus Christ, Judging Others, Repentance.